The contamination occurred after state-appointed emergency managers carried out a plan to tap the Flint River as a temporary source of drinking water. That decision would have disastrous consequences. A researcher says one of the lessons learned is there's no guarantee any water that's traveled through a lead pipe is safe to drink without a filter. Governor Snyder says in the past 12 months, the state's distributed filters adopted a $234 million assistance package and made better health care available to children exposed to lead.
We've gotten a lot done, but there's a lot more still to do.
One of those things is adopting tough new lead standards. Snyder says another is making changes to Michigan's emergency manager law. I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.